Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hello and happy Friday. I nearly threw another word in there, Coxie.
Well, that stands like the great place to put in our very large warning. This is a Friday episode, and with that normally comes a few little sweary words.
So happy fucking Friday.
Happy fucking Friday.
The way you said that was like, instead of thank God it's Friday, like TGI Friday, it's like thank fuck it's Friday. Someone should open a bar in Australia, TFI Friday.
I'm sure it will happen if it hasn't already.
I should build myself a bar and actually name it the TFI Friday Bar.
Oh, that's cool. That would work.
See, I'm popular and like hip and shit.
Okay.
That was too far. Let's not jump to conclusions, Warwick.
Let's stick with the fact that it's Friday and this episode will get a little ranty and sweary and we might carry on a little bit like pork chops.
Friday, which means lots of more coffee for me. I mean, I usually drink a fair bit of coffee, but Friday's a day where I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'll just drink coffee until I like get the jitters or pass out or start running around naked in the backyard with the chickens.
All of which I can confirm has never happened. Although you have, I don't know that you've had the jitters, but you have bounced around like there's no tomorrow on a Friday many times. I do. The rest have never happened in my time.
Hyper. A little hyper.
Yeah, a lot.
Which is way better than whinging and whining about stuff, Coxie.
Everything's better than whinging and whining about stuff, Warwick.
Do you know what? I shouldn't share this on the podcast, but I know that it doesn't go very far. one of my nicknames when I was, I think, single-digit age bracket, so less than 10 years of age, some of my family members used to call me Whinging Warwick.
Well, Whinging Warwick.
As did my dad. My dad even partook in a bit of the Whinging Warwick labelling.
Whinging Warwick. And how does that sit with you now all these years later?
Very unkind. You know what? Yes. They can all go and get fucked.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it is Friday, so they can.
And none of them listen to the show.
No.
Well, Dad can't because he passed away a few weeks ago, so that's a bit hard.
He cannot.
But Dad, if you're listening wherever you are, if you made it to heaven, well done. I'm impressed. But, yeah, wasn't really a big fan of the Whinging Warwick moniker.
No, it wouldn't feel very comfortable.
But I get it. No one likes a whinger.
I don't like a whinger.
It's such an unattractive way to be as a person, I think. It really grates on the people around you. And I struggle with this, Coxie, because I see people whinging on Facebook. And in actual fact, I've changed the name of Facebook to Whingebook.
It is a bit whinge booky. It seems like a safe space for many to vent their whingy feelings.
But I don't know about you, Coxie. I don't like to read that stuff. It doesn't. Oh, I don't no, feel better for the person having a whine about things. I don't know if it makes them feel any better. Maybe they get validated by some of their whinge book friends.
I can't say I understand the purpose on any level, whether it be for the others that are going to read about it or whether it be for the person doing the whinging. Sure, you might get it. Let's take it to a trade base and think about, you know, you might be whinging about your clients. You might get a few, oh, I get that or I feel that same way. But is that actually of any value to you? Is that actually going to help you change whatever it is in your business you need to change so you don't have whingy clients? And therefore, you don't need to whinge about them? No, I don't. I would challenge that. That's a big no. Instead, you're just going to get more of the same negative energy, which just seems like a big waste of time to me.
And a bunch of people that you don't even know. And I think this is a big part of it for me, Coxie, is we, and I'll say I, forget how widely seen our posts are on social media especially.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But the stuff we put out, even in emails, the possibility for that to be shared further than we anticipated is very high. And if you've jumped on WhingeBook to have a whinge about a client that you want to whinge about and you think about the old 6 degrees of separation thing, there's a pretty good chance that someone who might have been a client of yours in a week, a month, 6 months, has actually seen you whinge about a customer, and they are straight away going to do what you would do, listener, if you saw that same thing from a business that you thought about doing business with. Be like, oh, geez, if that's how they talk about their customers online, I don't think I want to do business with them.
Doesn't reflect very well, does it?
No. And even if it's not directly the whinging, it's just, it's a behavior that none of us like. My uncles couldn't stand it, neither could my dad. And that's why they nicknamed me Whinging Warwick, because apparently I whinged and whined about stuff.
So what could you do instead?
Chuck a tantrum and throw my ice cream at the wall.
Well, that might feel good for all of 2 seconds till you realized your ice cream's now on the wall and you're going to have to lick the wall.
And then I could whinge about it.
Then you could complain. but seriously, there's always another solution, isn't there? There's a reason why you feel that way. So can't we fix what that is? Isn't that a better way to do it?
And exactly what you've done, Coxie, it's to ask a question. Ask better questions. Why has this happened? How come I'm seeing this with clients? Like, get into WhingeBook and become a part of the Tradies in Business group if you're not there already. Stick your hand in your pocket and put some skin in the game and join the trade desk or the drawing board and actually, you know, pony up and take some responsibility and invest in your own abilities and skills. That's the same word as a business owner. But improve yourself. And instead of whinging about other people's behavior, go grab the shaving mirror, as I say, hold it up, have a look in it. You'll see the person in there that's got the keys to your future in their hand, and do something about it. Whinging isn't going to change shit, and it's bad for your complexion. It gives you that really wrinkly, like, ate a bag of lemons look to your face.
It so does. Are you saying that we need to take ownership for our situations, Warren?
Fuck no, Coxie. That would be a dumb idea.
Can't possibly look at what's causing the issue and think maybe it's me.
No, that never works. Changing oneself never changes one's own results, Nicole.
Of course it doesn't. Instead, we just blame everybody else and whinge on Facebook.
Now, I read once that sarcasm is a fool's wit, so I must be a fool.
I am a fool.
Because I continually use sarcasm. But I think the other thing that makes me a fool is thinking that people are going to listen to this episode and just instantly be inspired to make change and just go and do it.
Of course not. It's hard to make change. It's hard to look in the mirror and realize you might be the cause of those problems and therefore you have to work on yourself. I totally understand that. I find it very uncomfortable myself, but you have to do it at some point or it will forever be out of your control.
Change is like the pineapple that Nicole loves to deliver to people. It's uncomfortable. It's prickly. It's painful. It's distasteful. It's scary. Change is hard. Change is shit. Most of us avoid change for that reason, not because we don't want the results on the other side of the change, but because the change itself is usually hard, or we're not sure how to go about it, or we feel like we don't have any support in that. And strap yourselves in, listeners, because I am about to pitch you like a farmer in a hay shed. So Here we go.
You ready?
If you think you should change, if you think you might want to change, if you've ever thought about maybe change would help you in your business, if other people are telling you to change, then you don't have to do it on your own. You don't have to do it the hard way. You don't have to be shit scared of it, and you don't have to sit on a pineapple to make it happen. You can actually go and learn from, not even from Coxie and I, you can go and learn from a bunch of other trade business owners who have changed things in their business, in their lives, in their relationships, about themselves, and actually seeing the positive results. And they will quite willingly share with you how they've done it and what their lessons were. You don't even have to buy them beer because none of us can travel anyway. So You can just get in the groups that Coxie and I facilitate, everything from our free Facebook group, Tradies in Business, through the trade desk, especially the drawing board. I think we've still got two spots available that kick off week beginning the 7th of September.
Yeah, you're going to have to be quick though.
So by the time you listen to this, you'd be pretty lucky if there's a spot left. But messages anyway, drawing board, and then one-on-one you can work with us as well. But look, you don't even have to pay money. You can get involved in the groups and learn from a bunch of other kick-ass trade business owners. There's nearly 2,000 in our free group.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got more than 100 clients that we're directly working with at the moment. So pull your finger out. Stop whinging about your lot in life. Go grab the shaving mirror and have a stern talking to the person you're seeing there.
I would challenge you to realize part of the reason you're listening to this podcast is because you're looking to drive change in your business. There's another pineapple for you.
Okay, you just set me off again, Coxie.
Oh, here we go. All right. I'm going to step aside from the microphone and let you take the floor.
I realize the irony of this is I probably sound like I'm whinging again. Mm. No. So, listeners, if this sounds a little like you, I want to challenge you to something. If you've been listening to this podcast for more than 10 episodes, so whether you've binged in the last week because you just tripped over us, I'm really sorry about that, or if you've been listening since day one, square one, all 400 and whatever the heck we're up to now, I can't remember. Either way, if you've listened to more than a bunch, 6 or 10 episodes, you would have heard some things that have got you to think differently. Or you've at least thought, shit, I should be working on that in my business, or wow, I really should take a look at that. Don't do what we hear from so many people, and well done to them for finally taking action. I'm always stoked when people share with us that they've been listening to us for quite some time and they finally pulled their finger out. 9 out of 10 of those people say, fuck, I wish I'd done that sooner.
Minimum 9 out of 10,
unfortunately. 9.5 out of 10. Do something about it. It doesn't even have to cost you money. I'm flapping my arms as I say that. please, it is September 2020 as we release this episode. Don't fuck around. Do something about it. And I will say for those that don't know, my old man passed away at 77 years of age recently, and there is a shitload of stuff he never finished, never got to do, never realized in his life. A whole bunch of just loose ends and projects that never got done. He got too sick. He never had the money, and he just never got it done. And I really felt sorry for him when he died. I just felt so much sadness for the waste that there was when he passed. And it guts me to see so many people and hear of so many people out there listening that take so long to make a decision. There are cheap, easy ways for you to start. Just start. And Coxie and I are here to help you with that. It's why we've created Tradies in Business. And I'm now going to wrap up my pitch with, please send me a message. If you're shitting yourself and you don't know how to start, just drop me a message. I'm always up for a chat. I'll personally speak to you if you can even find me on social media, or my accounts are blocked and private, so you can't. No, that's not true. but drop me a message. I'll have a chat to you and just let you know what I think might work for you. If nothing's going to work for you, then that's fine. I'll let you know. But what do you got to lose? Tell me, what do you got to lose, listeners?
It's actually a really good point that you make. We're not here to do the big sell. I know that we talk about it a lot on the podcast, but if you don't fit and we know that we can't help you, we won't talk you into something we know will not help you. And if you get a month in and we're looking at you, we're thinking, I just don't know how I'm going to be able to help these people, or I don't think that they're ready for help or change, we'll actually tell you, because we stand by what we do.
Money back.
Guaranteed.
No, we don't do that.
No, you've got to put in the work. That's the thing about change. It's all up to you, really. As much as we might not like it, the only way it's going to happen is if you make the change.
So put the Whingebook app down, drop us a message, Let us know what it is that you're stuck on as far as making change. And if you're not stuck and you're listening to this and nodding along going, yeah, you know, I wish more people would do that, get in the group and help some of the people that are actually posting in there. Share your story and give some examples. Hey, gang, here's a great story of what worked for us. Mm. Go share some of the good stuff that you're doing. If you're already there, stick your hand out and give a brother or a sister a hand. And if you find yourself whinging about stuff online, please stop it and get in touch with us. And we'll help you make some changes to reduce the amount of whinging. It's bad for you.
So we're going to stop whinging now and sign off. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Roo.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.